Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
The meatball machine is there for you. It's not just on Sundays, by the way. It's not just during the Bears games. The meatball machine is there for you regardless. Like, if you want to vent about other sports, like, say, I don't know, the Cubs getting swept in a four-game series in Cincinnati, you can do that, too.
I almost forgot that happened.
Yeah. Well, the meatball machine didn't. It also doesn't care. It just records what you say. So you can call it at any time. But it's especially good after a Bears game. So let's go with the best of the meatball machine.
Can they play Matt Eberflus every single week for the rest of eternity? That was so, so sweet. Watching Powdered Toast Man on the sideline with his stupid Powdered Toast Man face and his stupid Powdered Toast Man prevent defense bull. Just watching him getting absolutely clowned for 60 minutes. It was so nice to have it not be our defense. And it was even better to watch him finally helping Caleb Williams. Thank you, Matt Eberflus, for being you with your tactics and your nicknames. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let this be how it is more often than not.
Happy Bears Monday. Bears won just like I knew it and predicted, despite all you hosts predicting a loss. Go Bears!
What?
Not all of us hosts.
Oh, all the Scar does is say negative things. Oh, that's all you do.
I predicted a loss.
I even predicted
that the Bears would score 31 points in the win. So try again, Nostradamus.
What is going on, guys? DJ Eli here. All I have to say, if these boys keep playing like this for the next couple weeks, in the next couple weeks, I have a pedicure appointment that will turn into a manicure appointment, and I will get the Caleb Williams special, if you know what I mean. Layla, what color should I pick? Hey, Bears.
Well, Layla?
Yeah, Layla, what color should you pick?
Next meatball.
What? Why would you give the color? Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa.
Pause that.
To our meatballers here. He asked you a question.
He just wanted some help. He's probably never gotten a colored manicure before. I vote, and he didn't ask me, but I vote the blue-orange, like, kind of alternate.
Bears.
Yeah. All right, we answered.
Okay.
Bears just win. I wouldn't believe they just won. And even though I saw what I just saw, I still don't believe they just won. Bears.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about, Bears. Stop playing around. Play the game. Do what we're supposed to do. Caleb Williams is out here looking like a beast. Make the play, damn it. Look, 10 for 16, 239, three touchdowns. Do not fumble the bag the second half. Caleb's showing his ass. Let's do it. Let's play the game, and let's finally get a damn victory. Sick and tired of this. Let's go, Bears!
Bear down, Chicago Bears. Something, they're really great. Go, Bears.
Do we have a new theme song?
No, you got it.
I got to tell you guys, he was attempting to sing the Bears theme song there. I had, real quick, when I was in high school, I was probably 16 or so, and there was a gentleman that used to do a show here named Chet Kopick. You guys have probably heard of Chet Kopick, big-time sports radio host. I called into the show. I was trying to get a Kopick on Sports cap, and they made me sing the fight song, and that's about how it sounded. Because if you know me, I don't do very well with lyrics. So just wanted to interlope on.
Nobody else does either. Did you see the Bears post the video of in the parking lot at the tailgate? Like, there was a prize if somebody sang the fight song correctly, and there was all these
they got them
montages
all wrong?
Of people who couldn't do it.
Yeah. I got to admit, like, I might be able to now, but.
And sometimes you get put on the spot, too, and you're just like,
You know who the producer was, by the way?
Who?
Dan McNeil.
Oh.
Who said, give the kid a cap. And I got one.
Aw.
Damn it.
Next.
Hey, Meatball Machine. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Bear.
I still absolutely refuse to let this go to my head, but... yeah, that was nice.
Now here's Hozier. Can we bring back the XRT, DJ?
Here's Hozier. Yeah. I don't have my set list in front of me here right now. So let's stick with the meatballs.
It's time to move on from the defensive backfield. Those guys never play. It's time to move on. Number one, number six. All those guys that are always hurt. It's time to move on.
What are you talking about? The defensive backfield... They had four turnovers. I mean, two of them were from a linebacker, but geez, man, like, what? You're listening to the Meatball Machine on a Plumber's 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. How many more meatballs we got, Robbie?
Oh, we got two more.
For this guy right here, though, I just want to point out, the guys he's talking about always hurt, probably Brisker, has been playing. The guy that is hurt, Jalen Johnson, hadn't been hurt. So, doesn't make a lot of sense. That's
yeah.
All.
Finally, a complete game from this team. Bears.
It's my kind of guy right there.
Straight to the point.
And this is the last meatball. We're going down a story time. All right.
All right, meatball. Look, I'm in a weird, funky, up. mode because my 5-year-old decided to scratch the most expensive TV that I have here, one of them, and I don't know why he did it. He don't know why he did it other than he's 5, and his punishment was me just giving him the business, and I want to whoop his and get the belt, but I'm trying not to do that. Even if I was raised that way, I'm trying to use other methods. So I took away his Alexa, and I was so pissed off. I go in my room to take it, and I slam it down, and lo and behold, that bounces and then damages another TV upstairs. But the Bears won.
All right.
That sounds excruciatingly frustrating.
That's a comedy. That's ridiculous. Now that is irony. When you ruin your other TV because your child damaged one TV, that is it. I can say.
Take a walk.
Do 5-year-olds usually have Alexas? That's the biggest question I have coming out of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your Alexa will be taken away.
Grody, you have niece.
You know what? I don't think that they have an Alexa, like their own Alexa.
I just said one niece.
Nieces. You have niece.
Yeah, when you said niece, I was like, are you talking about his knees? I was
niece,
very confused.
Nieces.
Yeah. Florence and the Machine, just for you later. Here comes the Rick Raconteurs.
Well, the one thing you can say about the Meatball Machine today, it had range. It went some places. We got a lot of passionate callers.
Yeah.
People still calling for jobs, even though they won. In convincing fashion, mind you.
God, that's what it's there for. The Meatball Machine does not talk back.
Doesn't talk back.
No.
We do, though.
Well, that's the rub. That's the price you pay.
There's a chance that
we're going to comment on it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you need a grocery list? Is your grocery list football related? Is it a note to self? That's what it's here for. Do you want to talk about other teams? Then that's cool, too.
Meatball Machine, everybody's football diary, but not just a football diary. It can be a baseball diary too, because whew, the Cubs and whew, the White Sox and whew, basketball season right around the corner.
How excited are you about basketball season?
See, I'm not doing this with you today.
At least we know who the roster is going to be for the Bulls now. There was that whole Josh Giddey question that was hanging in the air for a while.
No, but you see how Grody tried to bait me just now?
A little bit. Do you realize, though, that this will be the first year of Billy Donovan as a Hall of Fame head coach? Do you think that will make a difference? Like, do you think he'll be just extra special this year because he's a Hall of Famer?
I think he's a Hall of Famer for his college basketball acumen.
Was it the Florida championships?
I mean, yeah. I covered one of them back to back. That'll send you.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it the Joakim? Well, they were both Joakim Noah, right?
Yes. Yeah. He got those guys to come back somehow, some way.
Were the other stars on that team?
It was the second one where it didn't look like they were going to repeat. But
Was Udonis on that team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who else?
Corey Brewer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horford on that team?
Horford was on that team.
Big Al.
Good job. You guys, if this was Family Feud, we're good.
Something
guys,
about that Florida
Meatballs machine.
Something about that Florida team spoke to us all.
And look, I'm excited for basketball season, but I'm not going to get out here and take my shirt off in the studio because Mark Grody's like, I'm going to make you say something that makes you want to fight me. We're not doing that today.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Robbie's the one that you want to fight. I'm just the mediator.
No, Robbie's fine because he likes mediocrity and Josh Giddey jerseys.
Man,
Josh Giddey is not mediocre.
What if Giddey's
Bulls
listening?
Are mediocre.
Do you think Giddey will be top 10 MVP this year?
Duh. Are you kidding me?
I mean, if he keeps up with all those triple-doubles, man, I mean, how do you deny
triple-double
that?
Machine.
I will say this. I did push the over-under on the Bulls to 43 games and took the over.
You're a degenerate.
You also put like 90 Bulls on your fantasy team.
And I got second place and got money in that league. So
hell yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bad teams out here putting up empty stats, correct?
No,
that's how the NBA works.
That is true. That is true. We had the opposite of that in the Bears game. You know what I call a game like this? When everybody gets a share, everybody gets a piece of the pie. When you've got 9 receivers, for example, you got a bunch of ball carriers.
What do you call it?
I call that a make money day. Because those are the stats that when you come have a contract negotiation, those are the stats where they look a little bit better because everybody's making money today.
Who made the most money yesterday for the Chicago Bears?
Who made the most money?
Yeah, like Tyreek Stevenson.
Maybe Tremaine Edmonds with the 2 picks.
It's another third contract from Maine.
It's probably Tyreek Stevenson since he's like looking at contract problems right now. Like it's terms of trying to get someone to pay him a lot of money.
Right.
I mean,
right,
Cole Kmet gets a touchdown. DJ Moore was already making money, but I feel like that was just a good drive to see.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody made money yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
Braxton Jones made money yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good day. That was one of those days where your contract negotiation is easier because of that day.
Drew Dahlman. Well, he just got here.
It's Caleb. It's Caleb's
no, there
money.
Were some times where the clock was down to zero and something, and Drew Dahlman got the ball off. He definitely made money today.
Give him a little bit.
Is Caleb's future money just assumed, or did he make money yesterday?
I think his future money is assumed.
Okay.
Because it's like, an option, right? You pick up the option.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you could be like Jerry Jones and franchise tag him like he did with Dak Prescott. Yeah?
We have a text from the 8472. Sorry to... First ever meatball machine without a mention of Bajent. So that's always good.
Wow.
The city, Caleb Williams has cured the city.
That is actually amazing when I think about it.
That was a fun and surprisingly authentic meatball machine.
I'll take it.
I enjoyed it.
Except for the guy with the belt. Don't do that.
Yeah, and also, you know, I'm not the only one who paints my nails in this world. There's a billion different colors. Do what you want to do.
Well, that was
asking
you.
I think he was just asking for your...
being playful.
He wants your opinion.
You're the only one in this room that wears nail polish.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
out of the host. Yeah, I don't wear.
Why?
You know what? My advice is: it's actually like ask the person doing your nails. It's whatever chips the least, especially if you're not used to having a manicure, and you want a color, but you don't like. You'll get annoyed if it chips off really fast.
So there are colors that are less prone to chipping.
Yeah. Interesting.
That is the good answer. Then.
See, that's the answer. Sorry
back on Family Feud. Good answer.
Sorry for the delay, but it really is the truth because I feel like if you haven't had a manicure, the last thing you want is for you to be like, I didn't get my money's worth out of this. No.
See, that was good
advice. I am here to make you money, just like Caleb Williams made the Bears money yesterday. I feel like that was the case.
Bears.
I don't know how I feel about this post-no Bajent meatball machine world.
It can come back. Don't worry.
I would say the meatball machine definitely is better when the Bears lose.
I'll be a little Warren Z.
No, we need to preach more positivity in the meatball machine. So more positivity in the meatball machine, please.
The guy wanting to get rid of the defensive backfield was kind of amazing. Like, what, sir? What? I need more words for you to make that make sense.
Words. There's like too many of them.
Now here's
There's
words.
Too many words.
We're going to play a fun game with our observations from the Bears game next. Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hoag says...
Adam Hoag, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hoag. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hoag and Johns Podcast.
Glad he didn't do this because Tyreek Stevenson, you know, among all players, needs to keep things in the lines of the field. But if Tyreek Stevenson, after he ripped it out, they handed it to Matt Eberflus, like, here's your takeaway.
Adam Hoag.
Adam Hoagie or Hoag, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
I love the music. I love the person we're talking to. He's awesome. He is a White Sox fan. So I guess the question, what about the White Sox, really applies to Adam Hoag earlier today from one of our texters. He joins us now. He is the host of the Hoag and Johns podcast on CHGO. He's also part of the CHGO Bears coverage. And he's just a good Bears talker. And occasionally he will be a high school special teams coach. He's a man for all seasons. He is Adam Hoag. And he joins us on our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam, what is your confidence level, at least after what you saw in the Cowboys game, for the Bears going into this Raiders game?
It's pretty high, actually. It's I think it depends what we're talking about. You know, confidence level of the win the game is a little bit different than confidence level that I think they can keep some of this offensive momentum going. I feel better about that part of it. You know, kind of removing the Bears defense from the equation for a second. I think from a matchup standpoint, the Raiders defense has a number of holes, and one of those holes being something the Bears have been really good at so far this season, which is throwing the ball deep. They've been doing it actually more than any other team in the league, which is incredible to think about. They lead the league in deep ball percentage, and Caleb's EPA on that is actually 11th in the league. So that's showing some improvement, too, that his deep ball accuracy is improving. And I think when you look at this matchup, there's going to be opportunities to continue to take those shots downfield. So I think as long as he's doing those things we've seen better in the last couple of weeks, which is, you know, get one of its pass protection, which we can get to in a second, because that might be a little concerning. But if he can get his feet set, lined up with his target, and get that accuracy going, then there's going to be opportunities for some big plays in this game against the Raiders.
Adam, my belief is simple in this one. It's just a matter of whoever can run the football and stop the run is going to win the game. And I think the Bears have a decided advantage in being able to do those things based on what the Raiders have not been able to do and what the Bears are continuing to try to establish as far as their running game.
Well, look, I mean, the Bears rushing EPA is 30th, which is not good. The good news is the Raiders rushing EPA is 32nd. So they're one of two teams. They're one of two teams worse than the Bears so far this season in running the football. And I know that it's been a big storyline for both teams this week and getting that going. The Bears had a big meeting on Monday where they looked at, you know, every aspect of the run game and how they could be better. And, you know, my colleague Adam Johns wrote about that today on allchgo.com. So you know, I think there's room for improvement this week. I think this Raiders defense is it's fine. It's not good. It's not great. It's you know, but I guess my point is I could see the Bears being a little bit better running the football this week. I would hope they would be after spending so much time on it as an emphasis this week. But at the same time, we haven't seen a ton of evidence that it's all of a sudden just going to click just because. But on the other side of it, you know, I think the Raiders have the better running back, but they have not. Their offensive line's been a mess. Right. I mean, they can't protect Geno Smith, and they haven't been opening up holes for Ashton Jeanty at all. So I guess it comes down to how much you trust what the Bears did last week against the Cowboys to carry over, because I don't know. I still saw Javonte Williams break loose a number of times. So it would not shock me if Ashton Jeanty has a couple, you know, pretty big significant runs in this football game.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And Adam Hogue is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Let's get to the protection piece, Hogue. I know you mentioned that. And what the Bears are going to do if Darnell Wright is unavailable. How comfortable do you feel if it is Theo Benedet filling in at right tackle this week?
Well, I feel more comfortable if Max Crosby wasn't opposite of him, where he usually lines up on the left side of the Raiders defensive line. He's more, you know, you're going to see him on the left side way more than the right. And so that's usually going up against the right tackle. Look, the Bears were going to have a Max Crosby problem regardless, because he's one of those guys that can wreck games regardless of who your right tackle is. But then when you realize that Darnell Wright was, you know, had a right elbow injury, which is that outside arm that he needs to be able to extend and punch with, that was concerning. What was interesting about that, if Darnell Wright's able to go, I don't know if you guys had brought this up yet, but 2 years ago when the Raiders were in Chicago, Darnell Wright had a left shoulder injury and played that game basically one-armed against Max Crosby. And he was a rookie, and he played really, really well. Now, that's the opposite arm, obviously, left shoulder versus right elbow. Yeah. But that is kind of a weird coincidence, yeah. I guess, and not a good one, that Darnell Wright's already done this one-armed against Max Crosby before in his career. Now, so far he hasn't practiced. We'll see what it looks like today. But the original question was Theo Benedet. You know, Theo's a great story. And as much as we can look at this glass half empty and be like, well, what the hell? Ozzie Trapillo was your second-round pick. Shouldn't he be the guy starting at right tackle? The reality is that glass half full, Theo Benedet's come on really strong, and he's answered the bell every time they've asked him to do anything. Now, it's a small sample size of real NFL snaps through 3 weeks, and this is a much different matchup going up against Max Crosby. But I guess I feel somewhat optimistic that it won't be a disaster, you know, that they can, that Ben Johnson and Dan Roschar are going to come up with ways to help. Because they're going to have to do that regardless, whether it's a one-armed Darnell Wright or a two-armed Theo Benedet.
Wow.
You're going to need help over there on the right side.
With all the two-armed football players.
I mean, at least somebody has two arms in this scenario. That's one-arm good guy. To know.
This is why Grody wore the fugitive t-shirt today. I get it now.
Ah, it's all coming together. It really is. I want to throw this out there to everybody, though. Are we overlooking the fact that perhaps Theo Benedet, I know when you're building the actives and inactives list, that you've already decided this is going to be the dedicated backup. But do you also think that maybe just because it was the right tackle that went down in the game last week, Darnell Wright went down momentarily, as you just discussed, you think there's a chance Ozzie Trapillo is actually active this time around, because that is his his college position anyway? Like, is that a possibility here?
Well, I think you're on to something, Layla, in that that was my same thinking, that it's just Theo had a better chance to be the swing tackle because he can play both sides. And so earlier in the week, I would have thought that. But the thing is we're not allowed to see all of practice, but we are, from what we have been able to see this week, it looks like Theo's the next guy up. Now, unless they're just pulling that over our heads, and then as soon as the media go away, they switch it. You know, I guess that's theoretically possible. But, you know, to this point, it's not just what we've seen this week. It's what we saw in training camp too. I mean, Theo seems like he's that next guy, and that's how you do this. You create competition. You ideally strip away draft status, and you just go off of who looks better right now, who gives us a better chance to win right now. And I think, I think from what we've seen, Grody, unless you disagree with me at all, like I think what we've seen since the start of training camp, and I don't think any of us would have thought this 2 months ago, but Theo Benedict has earned this spot and this opportunity to be that next guy.
He is, and I'll tell you what, Adam, throughout the whole process, while I didn't necessarily like the idea that an undrafted free agent was looking better than your second round pick, I was happy that they were in earnestly having an open competition instead of kind of knowing wink wink who they want. I thought that at first, I thought Benedict was kind of a prop, like kind of like motivate these guys. But yeah. I think you're right. Like they look at it and they probably don't like the fact that they're looking at an undrafted guy as being better. But if he is, he is. And I don't know that we would have seen this with many coaching staffs.
Right. And I think it's a credit to development, which is something, you know, regardless of how the season goes, guys, with this new regime, we have to look at who gets developed and how much development is happening, because it's almost like we're not used to that in this town. And so we're like stunned when somebody suddenly gets better.
Such a great point.
But this is how this is supposed to work. Like yeah. you're supposed to draft and develop. There's a second part to that. It's not just draft and then plug these guys in and you get what you get. It's you're supposed to make these guys better. And that can happen during the season. It's not like you just are who you are at week one. No, I mean, good football teams, good football programs peak later in the year, peak in December and January because of that development that's going on, and development can trump injuries. So you're every team deals with injuries, but it's the teams that can get better throughout the season and the guys that take advantage of the guys that go down and step up and play better. And another example of that right now that is crucial to the rest of the season is Tyreek Stevenson. It's not good that Jalen Johnson's out, but Tyreek Stevenson was drafted high. He's supposed to be a dude in year three. And so if he does what he did last week, which was really, really encouraging, and keeps that going, that's the type of development with the new coaching staff that you want to bank on and say, hey, this is real. Now all of a sudden, this dude's somebody you want to extend and keep around here for a long time.
This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Adam Hogue joining us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, the CHGO Bears host and the Hogue and Johns podcast. Adam, you were just talking about injuries and everything else. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, Stevenson we know about, but looking at where Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards are not, which is on the practice field, safe to say that they're just going to, you know, hold them out and the new goal is Washington for those guys?
Yeah, I would think so. This is where you kind of got to read between the lines of how they're handling the situation. But the fact that neither of these guys were placed on injured reserve is always an indication that they don't think it's something that's going to keep you out a minimum of 4 weeks. So that would lead you to believe that there is a chance, if not a likelihood, that one or both of those guys returns following the bye week. You know, until we see them actually show up on an injury report where they're practicing, I don't think you hold out much hope that they're going to play this week. But with the bye week coming and the fact that they haven't been put on injured reserve, hopefully they both can come back for Washington. I will say this. I did see Kyler in the locker room for quite a long time yesterday. I think that's kind of a good sign. TJ, I just saw walking through a hallway at some point. But they miss them. They miss both these guys. And I would say they especially miss Kyler Gordon kind of in a matchup like this too with Brock Bowers. I mean, Brock Bowers, he 2 weeks ago, if you watched Monday Night Football against the Chargers, Brock Bowers looked really hurt. He did not look like he was moving well. And then last week you turn on the Commanders tape and he looked a lot better. So you give that another week and the fact he's full go on their injury report, I think Brock Bowers is going to be a big problem on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday, Adam, because we had discussed Jake Ferguson's success. Olin referred to him as check down Charlie. We referred to, but either way, regardless of how you talk about it, like Jake Ferguson had a massive amount of catches last week. So it would make sense defensively if that's the same profile that could happen for Bowers this week.
Yeah. And I wonder what Dennis Allen's going to have up his sleeve to kind of stop this. You know, we've seen them get exotic, a bunch of dime looks in training camp. Is that something you turn to in this game? They've used Daniel Hardy as a Sam linebacker who's sort of walking up to the line of scrimmage and playing defensive end, which is what he originally was with the Bears. So he's sort of in this hybrid role. I'm just, it doesn't really matter what position though, whether I'm talking about a safety or a linebacker, a hybrid linebacker, defensive end. I just, this is where you wish you had Kyler Gordon, somebody like that, that can maybe match up. I guess Jaquan Brisker coming down. Like somebody's got to be able to cover Brock Bowers. I'm not really sure who it is, just staring at the roster right now.
Yeah, no doubt. What was your thoughts and scouting report on Ashton Gentry when he came out of college? Were you with everybody else that he was terrific?
Yeah. There's no question. honestly, it's weird. He hasn't done much so far this season, but I was watching the tape against the Commanders, and like he had like this one outside run where he bounced and made a guy miss, and he only picked up like, I don't know, 7 or 8 yards because there wasn't much there, and there's a second level of defense to get him out of bounds. But just even the way he was moving and the way he bounced outside and slipped a tackle, like the ability's still there. I don't think this has been an Ashton Gentry problem so far early on in the season. I think it's been more of a Raiders offense and specifically offensive line problem. Another indication of that is they're the opposite of the Bears. If you look at their run tendencies, the Bears are towards the last in the league in running inside runs. Everything's been to the outside. We know that's a tendency of DeAndre Swift.
Yep.
The Raiders have been the opposite. They're still trying to get the ball in the A and the B gaps, and they just haven't had a ton of success of it. But we know Ashton Gentry is willing and able and wants to do that. So he's a tough runner. If he gets some daylight, I think he's going to look really good potentially in this game. And I also think Ben Johnson really likes Ashton Gentry. I think if he had fallen to the Bears, there's a good chance he would have been a Bear.
Yeah, following up on the Ashton Gentry thing, I think this is the week where this defensive line can get things done. How much confidence do you have in them on the interior specifically?
Well, that goes back to injuries, right? Grady Jarrett did not practice the last 2 days. He seems to be willing to fight through this knee issue he's dealing with, but I also don't know that it's something that's just going to miraculously disappear after the bye week. So that's a big question mark. You know, Jervon Dexter's in that same conversation as I brought up earlier with Tyreek Stevenson. He's somebody that's got to continue to develop and be a guy that this team can rely on each and every week. Now, I think we've seen some of that development. He's supplanted Andrew Billings as the starter, but they're both playing and they need both to play, and they need Billings to be able to clog up two gaps, especially in a game like this against Ashton Gentry. So I feel okay about the defensive line, but I still, there were too many open gaps last week against the Cowboys when they were trying to run the ball. And so I think Dennis Allen had a lot of work to do in that area this week too, to get the run defense where it needs to be.
Agreed. Adam Hoge, thanks as always for your time, your insight, and unfortunately some really, really scary stats. So thanks for those as well.
Yeah, sorry. I'll try to bring less scary stats.
The EPA on the run game was gross. We need to know it.
Yep. Got some White Sox numbers. White Sox stats.
Yeah, you are the Sox fan. How are you feeling about the season overall?
The number is 100. I get it, Adam.
Yeah, I feel great, though. I mean, what's there? Yeah, no.
Nothing to see here.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So you said scary truth, and then, you know, Grody had to make it about the White.
There's only so much a man can
Layla
take.
Started it.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Adam, thanks as always. We appreciate the time.
Bye, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you.
That was Adam Hoge. You can check his workout on CHGO and the Hoge and Johns podcast. And it's a great time to mention, by the way, since the Bears are playing the Vegas Raiders, Spiegel and Holmes are live from Circa in Las Vegas for a three-hour show following today's...
A three-hour tour.
Yes. And hopefully it is a three-hour tour of sports following today's Cubs postgame show, where they better win. Cubs, they'll be on again tomorrow, Spiegel and Holmes, for a special show from 11 to 12:45 Saturday from the pool, and then Monday from 2 to 6 with full reaction to the Bears and Raiders game. That is Spiegel and Holmes from Circa in Las Vegas, right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. We got to keep this flow going. It's a massive weekend for wagertainment. I think Marshall should ask Joe Ostrowski about his six-leg parlay he mentioned to us yesterday.
That was good, man. That was
we
got to
follow up on it with Joe.
You made us think.
It's also a huge weekend, as we know, in college football. Yes, I am talking to the Illini facing USC. So we'll do it all with Joe Ostrowski next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer, When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Oh, it was so good. It was all so good for the Bears this past Sunday as the Bears beat the Cowboys 31-14. As we welcome you back to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern, the place is starting to fill up, getting ready for Nico Horner, who will be here live with us at noon. Jed Hoyer scheduled to join us here live at 1:25. It is the Raheemi, Harris, and Grody show with Matt Spiegel today. A little bit of a show swap. Layla Raheemi will be on the afternoon show today.
A host swap.
A host swap.
The show swap Thursday because it's a full-on show swap. So host swap, and we've established we can't do a wife swap, but as the texter suggests, a pet swap.
Oh, man.
Would you be willing to offer Dave the cat?
I don't know. For which animal? Yeah, for whose animal? I don't want a dog.
It's got to be a lower maintenance animal, doesn't it?
There's a reason I have a cat.
Right.
Very, very low maintenance.
A goldfish.
Cats sleep 19 hours a day. I only have to do so little with my cat. So I would require a pet that only requires about 4 to 5 hours of maintenance throughout the day, and that includes hanging out.
I think we're this awkward, though, because like I don't think Lawrence has a pet. And I'm the only, I don't have a pet,
I
do have a wife. So then we're talking about a wife for pets.
I can throw in a plant.
Oh, yeah. So a plant?
Plant, yeah.
All right, I'll do a plant swap with you.
The last time I took care of somebody's plant, the plant died. I didn't do a good job.
That's not
I wouldn't
good.
Trust
apparently
you.
There's something called overwatering plants.
You thought you were doing a good job, right?
I thought so, yeah. I was like, I looked at the plant. Looks like it wanted a little bit more water. I was like, look, I'm the substitute teacher. I am going to give you more water than your owner gives you.
You're like the grandparent who shows up and like
exactly.
gives the kid all the candy.
Right. I was just dumping pitchers of water, apparently.
You flooded the plant?
I have come to know
that
is not something that you, because apparently the dirt will move up and start to slide off.
Hey, do you guys think that Ben Johnson is flooding Caleb Williams with water?
Yes. Huh? Fire hose.
See that segue right there?
He's flooding the zone. Again, shout out to everybody who's out here. Shout out to our friends at Verizon. We just met Teresa, who actually goes by Mother Teresa. So really good to see her out here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. So let me take you through my psychological evolution here with Caleb Williams and the performance that was had. The Caleb Williams, 19 of 28 for 298 yards and 4 touchdowns. We all saw it. It was awesome. Hit many, many receivers. It was a beautiful thing. It's the way you want a Bears offense to look. So did all that, did the post game, went on Fox 32 on Sunday night with Lawrence Holmes, was part of the crew, and he was smart enough to put the little caveat in, let's keep in mind that this was a bad Dallas defense. And plenty of people have said that. Guess what? At that moment, I did not want to hear that at all. So I put that away on Bears Victory Monday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear any of the caveat. Last night, I got about 12 hours of good sleep. My rational mind.
12 hours?
Yeah. I didn't
That's
feel
amazing.
Well early, and I went to bed, and so I feel good. I feel energized now. But then you start to let it sink in, and you remember past false starts that Bears quarterbacks have had. And I'll just take you through what's at the top of my mind. There was the Jacksonville game last year where Caleb Williams had 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. He was terrific, and a lot of us were saying, well, we know one thing. The Bears have their quarterback. There he is. Bye week, L10. You lose the rest of your games throughout that season. In 2023, the year 2023, Justin Fields, do you guys remember? I think it was a Thursday night game. At Washington, Justin Fields, 4 touchdown passes. I think DJ Moore had a huge game. A 40-20 unexpected victory.
Yeah.
It was crazy because it was one of those deluxe, like, Bears surprises. A lot of us thought, okay, That's what it can look like with Justin Fields. Obviously, it didn't end up looking like that with Justin Fields. And one more example, and maybe there are other examples, but the last one would be the famous Mitch Trubisky game in 2018 at Soldier Field.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay did not have a secondary. I don't even know if they had enough players in their secondary. But Mitch threw 6 touchdowns. I bought it. You know why? Because I badly wanted to buy it. But they all turned out to be false starts. Is my worry warranted that this could just be the latest false start for the Chicago Bears?
I think that possibility always exists when you don't have a track record of doing things consistently. And let's be honest, with this team, no one's been consistent enough to say they have a track record. Ben Johnson's a brand new head coach. He just got his first ever win as a head coach. I think what you have to focus on is, are you liking what you're seeing in terms of the process? And Ben Johnson explained it to us. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to take a long time. The team that plays in December is going to be very different from the team that plays in September, and steps will be made. It won't all be linear, but Caleb Williams, what he's shown you, and this is what you got to lean into, Mark, when you say, are we there?
Lean back.
We're not there yet, but remember what you saw early in training camp when Caleb was indeed trying to drink out of a fire hose. And remember what you saw on Sunday where he looked like a guy who had command of the pocket, command of everything pre-snap, because it's like, if you can't get your cadence down, you can't get to the line of scrimmage in time, it's not going to matter. The special doesn't even get to come on display. I think, yes, this could be a false start, but things, as far as Ben Johnson has turned them, have gone exactly as he told us they would go for the offense anyway. Defense is another story, speaks.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, let's just focus the conversation on the offense, because I think that's what Grody's dealing with and what he's thinking about.
I am dealing with that.
Yeah, you're dealing with it. I feel like this is kind of a backdrop to a lot of sports conversations, but really a lot of Bears conversations that I've been a part of for a long, long time. You're dealing with the organization versus the team.
The now.
And the organizational cynicism, the learned cynicism, or even learned skepticism.
Healthy skepticism, by the way.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it's healthy because of the organization itself.
Okay.
But hold on.
Let me make the point, okay? Because, like, I really do believe that for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and a lot of these other weapons and now the system that they're in, you just watched your third data point total, okay? You just watched your third game. That's all you watched. Like, that thing against Jacksonville last year, when he's sort of chaotically trying to hold together whatever Shane Waldron crap that he's trying to hold together, and he's being more like himself in college and trying to find that, it is completely void of the kind of useful structure he needs to be a great NFL quarterback. Like, at the Mitch thing, that is Matt Nagy and a one-system guy and a different quarterback who's – Mitch is not as talented as Caleb. He's not.
I agree.
He doesn't have the potential. Justin Fields does not have the potential that Caleb does. But none of them, anyway, had a coach married to him as good and modern and ready as Ben Johnson. You gotta, I think, for the sake of your own well-being and logically for the perspective that can help you the most, divorce yourself from that stuff. You just watched your third data point. Now, don't jump out. This is what I'm doing. I can't put my head way out over my skis. I'm pumping my own brakes. You know what I mean? I'm not going to run with that from Sunday and be like, they got it. They figured it out. I'm back in. All right. Woohoo. I'm not running all the way there, but damn, that was fun. I'm letting myself enjoy it. And then I'm seeing, can they build on that? Can they do that against a better defense? Can they do that on the road? I don't know. But just look in this microcosm. Try to divorce yourself from the historical skepticism if you can.
I will. I will try to do that.
It's hard, though, right?
Part of why I'm not married is I don't like divorce. You know what I mean? I don't believe in it.
Okay, that's fair. Nobody likes a breakup.
Yeah.
Breakups are bad.
Don't go into the marriage.
Yeah, you can't go into the marriage thinking about the breakup.
Being with the fear of divorce.
Yes, I'd like to tell young people, look, if it doesn't work out, you can always get divorced. Like when they're getting married. You know what I mean?
I tell young people, just like you have insurance for your house and your car, you should get a prenup because you need insurance for your marriage, because you don't know what's around the corner.
Is my marriage going to survive working with you two
today? Yeah, it will.
We want the sign that you need to have.
She's coming later. But, like, you're already thinking about the divorce.
I am thinking
about
it.
You are.
Well, no, but you're right. I should divorce myself. from history. Unfortunately, I've seen way too, like I always say, and I know it's a good thing, you know, I've been conscious of Bears games since 1982. I don't know that I've missed a Bears game. I probably have somewhere along the line where I had to miss a quarter or there was a wedding or something while we're talking about that, but I've seen a lot. I've been through all the regimes. Here's the good part. Here is the part that you're pulling out of me in terms of the positivity. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I don't think Caleb can't. It's just the stuff that went through my head after I had way too much sleep. It's good to know.
REM 6 over here.
Again, too much sleep is not good either. It's good to know that it is possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we saw what Ben Johnson ideally would like to do in a game. I mean, maybe not ideally, because he doesn't exactly have the running game humming the way he wants to.
Oh, man, I think we saw some visions of the ideal. That 19-play drive, the variety on it and the way that he ran it, I mean, like that gives you a little glimpse. But he doesn't have the horses to really do it. He doesn't have the backs to really do it. But Marshall, you feel me on this just being the beginning and, like, being able to see the goodness and just kind of calmly enjoy it and hope that it continues?
I'm completely in lockstep with you because of what Ben Johnson told us, because of his resume, his track record as a play caller. We knew he'd have a few bumps in the road as a first-time head coach, so I was always willing to give him the grace to figure things out with Caleb Williams. My question has always been, Caleb Williams, he is special. Can he do the ordinary, though? I know he can put the cape on and come out of the phone booth and take off, but can he just do the pedestrian things? Can he avoid, you know, throwing the dirt balls? We talk about Caleb Williams and where we are and where Grody's mindset is here on Rahimi, Grody, and Harris with Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
Good luck with the quick reset today.
Well, no. And if you're looking for Layla, tough. She'll be on with Lawrence Holmes later on at 2 o'clock.
Looking for Layla in all the wrong places.
How about we ask our audience members to come up here and do the resets for us? We'll give you the script. Go ahead.
That's a long script.
That is
playing with fire
there. Yeah. What are we? Where are we? Like Rahimi and Harris with Grody. And also Spiegel,
Matt Spiegel in for Layla.
How dare you, sir? They ditched the with. I am now an and.
Oh, I'm so
show.
Sorry,
Rahimi,
Mark.
Harris and Grody. You know, I was a with Grody. Uh-huh. I was a sometimes Grody.
Hey, man.
Now I'm an and Grody.
I should really be more sensitive to that. Marshall, I was once the in the Danny Mac show. Like, it was basically Mac and Spiegs, but it was just
the Danny Mac show.
It was the Danny Mac show, so I was somebody
How did
in
that
there.
Work, Spiegel? Did you eventually say, can I just get something up there?
I believe it was year three, and he said, the apprenticeship is over.
Shout out to Dan McGill.
We went to Mac and Spiegs.
Oh my God.
And that was that.
By the way, by any chance, did you talk on the telephone today with Dan McNeil?
I did not. Did you?
I did talk on the telephone today with Dan. And then he called somebody else that I knew as well. He loves the Bears. That's what I learned from Dan McNeil. He absolutely
loves
the Bears.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. Marshall, you feel it, man. This town, it's special.
They're waiting. They cannot wait.
Oh.
They cannot wait. That's been the problem.
But the thing is, like, and this is where I understand where Grody's coming from with the institutional skepticism. The last 2 weeks, oh, boy. Like the ones before this one, you got Pat Manley coming out going, same old Bears.
Oh, yeah.
That was his first thought after the second game.
No, Pat, I'm trying to tell you, when Patrick Manley was on with us last week, Grody was having Robbie write down the prescriptions he should be taking for his unwellness.
I got him up to 20 milligrams of Lexapro because he was very upset. He said he sounded depressed.
Daily?
He was down. Yeah, 20 milligrams. We started at 10.
You're prescribing for Pat.
Pat Manley. Yeah, well, I got my own supply. But I said 10 milligrams, and then he kept on with the depression. I'm so like, Robbie, write that. Let's move that up.
But that's
10
the thing,
milligrams.
And that's institutionally based. So it's hard to divorce yourself from it with just 1 week, you know? But, like, but what are we doing? I mean, this is me. Like, people laugh at me and do the whole, like, oh, speaks, good vibes, babe, whatever. What's the choice? I like optimism. I feel better when I'm optimistic. I function better.
But you say that, but I think there's a certain practicality that sneaks in. Like, when you're going through the 10-game losing streak last year, what were you being optimistic about when you saw Matt Eberflus still going out there every single week?
Great
question.
I was optimistic that there was going to be change. that there was going to be change, and then I could get a new regime, and that might work out.
And
that was hard to trust because of the bosses. And all offseason, it was hard to trust that. But then something happened. Kevin Warren made the McCaskies say yes to $14 million coach and gave him all the control.
So that
was a big change. That's why I celebrated it so much.
I think the biggest change came at the beginning when they're like, you know what? We need to move on from him right now. And remember, there were three people in the room.
Yeah.
Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, George McCaskey. One of those people did not want to get rid of him in season. Just think about that.
Yeah, it's George, right?
Yes. Yeah. And the fact that happened, to me, was a big step that allowed all those other things to become.
100%. That's why Kevin Warren gets credit, man. He can drive you crazy on a million things, but if he's the guy that convinced ownership to actually step into the modern world, then that is a win.
That is also why, like, you can be excited about, yeah, what is to come. I guess the divorce maybe is starting to occur because Ben Johnson is here. And give him a lot of credit, too, for the way he called the game the other day.
Oh, my God. He had a monster game. He was the superstar on Sunday. That was a coach tour de force, the first of hopefully many.
This segment on The Score is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Wow.
It is the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel live from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern. We've got Nico Horner coming up at noon. Patrick Manley, we'll see how he's feeling, will join us at 11 o'clock. So that's coming up here in just a little bit. But next, we are going to talk about a gentleman on the defensive side of the football for the Bears, Tyreek Stevenson, who had an excellent game. He was wholly entertaining yesterday during his press conference with the media out at Hallis Hall. We will bring some of that back to you and talk about what Tyreek Stevenson obviously means to the Bears. Live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.